This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It is time to catch up with the member for Mount Gambier. Troy Bell is on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Now, Troy, how are things in Adelaide this week with Parliament in session?
It's a madhouse at the best of times, and there's some very strange critters getting around that building. So nothing's really changed, to be honest with you, Ewan. But there's a bit of legislation that is being debated at the moment. There's an education bill, changes to the Electoral Act, as well as sentencing reductions in terms of 40% off a jail term for an early plea that's been reduced by or to 25%. And people need to realise that, as I've had a number of calls on this, particularly due to a recent incident.
Well, it's been very poignant this week after what took place at the Mount Gambier courthouse.
That's right. Yeah. People need to realise that even when the 40% was in, that was a maximum that a judge could apply. It was up to the judge's discretion. It wasn't an automatic 40%, but that's been reduced to 25% for serious crimes. And the reason behind that was really was a Labor initiative to try and get rid of the backlog of court wait times. You know, some people have been waiting for a number of years to have their matter heard, and it was a way of you know, those who plead guilty early would get a discount or up to a discount of 40%. But again, that was up to the judge's discretion, but that's been reduced to 25%.
And has that program been working with judges for the court system to clear up a backlog of cases, or has it failed miserably?
No, I think it has. There's lots of evidence that beforehand, people who were, guilty of a crime there was no incentive for them to plead guilty. But that did increase the throughput so that that backlog would reduce. I was in 100% agreement with the Liberal government that up to 40% for serious crimes, we're talking, murder and serious aggravated offences was far too generous, and supported the government's legislation to reduce that to 25%.
Absolutely. Now, mate, going back to the idea of elections and core flutes on Stobie polls and stuff, you guys have been talking about that this week. What's going on?
So there's a bill that'll pass the lower house today because the Liberal Party have the numbers in the lower house that pretty much banning core flutes on Stobie polls. And I guess the other big change is optional preferential voting. That means if you only want to put a one next to somebody's name, that you can do that. At the moment, if you only put one or two next to the two candidates that you like, your vote pretty much goes in the bin because it's an invalid form, whereas this change would see if you want to number all the candidates in order, because seven candidates, you want to number them all to seven, you can do that. If you only want to number one, you can do that. If you like the top three, you can number top three. So that change is coming in. Of course,
that's fantastic because there are days that I walk into a polling booth and I go,
yeah,
"Oh my goodness, I don't want to vote for any of them. How do I even make it to the top seven?"
Well, I hope that's not state elections, Ewan.
Federal, definitely federal, mate. Definitely federal. It's like, who do I hate the most, and go backwards.
That's right. Can we put a number seven next to all of these? But the other one is the core flutes on Stobie polls. And I guess I'm a little bit torn on that one because whilst I agree they're unsightly people who stack them on top of each other, the big advantage in getting rid of them is for the sitting members and predominantly the major parties. Core flutes, even though I hate them, are a very cheap form of getting your face out there and your name out there. And, you know, I'm one to encourage people to put their hand up and get involved in, you know, democracy and running for seats. It really is a cheap way for somebody to, you know, get their face out there and become known. So,
mate, it's a lot like a lot of other things, though. If you weren't doing the wrong thing, we wouldn't get to a situation where state parliament have to talk about the fact that they're a bloody eyesore.
Correct, yes. Yeah. This will favour the two major parties, and it'll also favour people who are sitting members. And, you know, whilst people say, well, that's good for me, I also take the point that you really want people engaging in democracy and you know, running for these things. There's plenty of people that I'd like to see their name on the ballot because they often ring me and think that they could do better. So, you know, they'd put their hand up. So
maybe a challenge in 18 months.
Mate, exactly. But whether we can reduce that to, you know, a maximum of 50 posters per electorate or something like that, that'll be discussed and see if there can be a way forward for, you know, people who want to run an election not to have to spend a fortune getting their message out there.
Now, mate, back into it today, yeah?
Yeah, yep. So into it, we've got a group on the steps of Parliament House at 8:30 who have been really trying to highlight to the government that changes to DIPT's maintenance program are going to affect a lot of contractors, and we've got a lot down home who do, you know, maintenance in schools or hospitals and things like that. The Liberal Party are going to privatise that section of it, and what their fear is that's going to go to a big interstate firm. You know, our local subcontractors will be squeezed to the point where it's not viable for them to do it. So I'm certainly lending my support to not privatising DIPT services and really trying to look after our local tradesmen who have these government contracts.
Well, mate, how about we catch up on Monday? We talk a little bit more. There's cross borders to talk about. There's that and a whole lot more that'll take place in Parliament today. Thanks for joining us this morning, dude.
Great. Thanks, Ewan. Have a good day.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.